time a little bit. My name's Andy. I'm an addict.
Hi, Andy.
Just be careful what you wish for. I just sit down there, so I want to be a main speaker. And now I'm a main speaker. It's very... But it's just nice to be here. You know, I've got the easy gig. It's an easy gig. Everybody had to talk about steps, principles, this and that. All I have to do is talk about my old life. Look, celebrate life. Look around you. In 60 years' time, three quarters of the people won't be here. You know what I mean? I might not even get to the end of this share, ladies and gentlemen. Fingers crossed, eh? So a big shout out, you know, shout out to Claire Hobson. She had to go home because she loves her partner so much, and she's just gone back to London now because she loves someone so much, because she's been away from this person for 11 days and she misses them. So that's great, you know what I mean? My sponsor's here. I've got a friend of mine in hospital, Jim. Give a big shout out to Jim. He's in hospital now. You know, just sending him the love. You know, that's what it's about. They say feel the fear and do it anyway. Feel the love and do it anyway. Hey? They gave me a packet of tissues. Thank goodness for that, because I like crying. I cry. I cry a lot. Because I'm a proper man. Proper man. I'm ready. I'm ready. There's Willie there. Willie! My sponsor there. There's other people, you know, my partners here. People, you know, what a wonderful life I've had. I started this journey in 1983. We all have to start somewhere. Come on. I'm 77 years old. I know, yeah. Hey, looking good, eh? I can't take this shit seriously anymore. I've even bought my harmonica. Hey, look. Hey. Celebrate. It's too serious to be serious. Yeah, then. Ooh. 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 Woke up this morning. Thank fuck for that. Another day. I couldn't sleep last night, but it wasn't because I was worried about the chair. It was a very hard bed. It was a Dutch bed. It was very hard, very hard, hard Dutch bed. And what is the matter with the stairs in the Netherlands? The country is so flat. The stairs, for an old person like me... The stairs are like that. And they're about that wide, you know. What a country. Eh? Fantastic. I remember doing, you know, like, I remember sitting in the meeting. I remember sitting in a meeting. It's just the journey. The journey's been fantastic. What a wonderful, I came in 83, And I messed about for a few years. I don't know if I'm... Because they say that I have to speak slowly, so I've got 50 minutes, but I'm only going to do a 30-minute chair because I'm going to speak really slowly. So, people... Hey. Hey. Yep. Stop. Serious. Got to be serious. It's a very serious program. We're in the business of saving lives. It's crazy, isn't it? Like, I went to see a friend of mine in hospital, and he had piles. He had piles, yeah. And he's lying on his face, on his stomach. And he had a rag in his arse. Bloody rag in his arse. He couldn't, you know. And what did he say to me? I went with three friends, and he said, what did he say? Don't make me laugh. He was in a lot of pain, but he was laughing a lot. You know what I'm saying? There's blood coming out of his ass, but he was laughing. Oh, my God. I was going to... But it is just great, isn't it, this thing? You know, like people talk about normal people. So, the normal people... There are no normal people. They're just beautiful people, aren't they? But the difference with the normal people, they haven't got this program, have they? They haven't found a new way to live. We've all found a new way to live. Look at you, lovely, lovely. Everybody's... Should all give you a clipboard now and you do step work, you know? Step two. A thorough and moral inventory, you know. My stepwork was terrible. Terrible, terrible. I like writing, though. I do like writing. It's just weird, you know, like, however, all you have to do is stick around. Somebody said yesterday, and it really hit me, that they said, you know, lie. It is okay to lie. You know, if you're a new... How many people in here haven't lied whilst they've been in the fellowship? Yeah. One. One. Two. Sorry. There's always two. You know what I mean? But you always exaggerate. I remember just the other day, but what a load of nonsense. What was it somebody asked me? Oh, yeah. I've been doing this practice, this... like a Qigong thing for about 18 months, right? It's this. This is a great exercise. Let me show you. That is a really good exercise for you old people, because there is a lot of old people here now. And somebody said, how long have you been doing it? I've been doing it for 18 months. 7 years. I've been fit for 7 years. It's just ridiculous, really, you know. And I can't help myself. You know, lies just pour out of me. You know what I mean? But the trick is not to pick up. You lie all you like. Just don't pick up. Don't take drugs. You'll be fine. We know. We know you might look good on the inside, but on the inside, blackness. Darkness. Look at Nicole there smiling at me beautifully. I remember my friend Perry there. God, it's so funny. You know when they go to Turkey to get a set of teeth? First, especially... When they come back with the first set. Joy's a recovery, isn't it? Radioactive teeth. Hey. Joy's a recovery. Got a few quid. Got a bit of money. got a bit of money. The 40, so you got one set, and then the second set. You could see him from about a mile away. You go, it's Perry, lovely man. He might be going for a transplant there, a little hair transplant. You know what I mean? We can do these things, you know. What a joyous journey it's been, though, absolutely. You know, everybody in this room is doing their best. This is your best. This is my best. You know, that's what... I've written some notes here. I don't know where my book is. I'll be back in a minute. Got me fucking glasses. Hold on. That nice lady said, you won't be able to see the audience. I can feel the audience. I can feel the love. I can see the audience. I can feel the love. Hey, what did I write? This is my joke book. Mike, sorry. Two syllables. It's okay. I like young people. Bit of mansplaining there. The microphone, it goes from here to here. Where would I be without him? Nice suit, though. Got a nice suit. He's looking for vice. Is that the time already? Blimey. Doesn't time fly, though? Blimey. Do you believe in time travel? Well, how did you get here so quickly, though? You were little babies, years ago, little baby, now a bit. Goes, it flies, the time flies. I love it. I love what we do here. I love what we do here. Yeah, so I just sort of celebrate in life. How do we celebrate life? There's people here, I used to go to Trogir every year. I went for 16 years every year celebrating recovery in Trogir. What a wonderful convention it was. Lovely people, just used to go there once a year, used to really look forward to it. Now I've got these glasses, I can't see a bloody thing now. I think I'll just take these off. But, right. For God's sake. I need to be told what to do. I am a naughty boy. Very naughty. I wrote some words of wisdom here, but I just can't find them. Let it be. This is it. I wrote beaver on here. Beaver. I wrote the beaver. What the fucking hell's beaver? I beaver, yeah, I do. I beaver away at my recovery. I just do little bits. Try and do the right thing. I definitely can't, I can't actually see without these. Not very well. I've had my cataract done. I had one cataract done. So I'm sort of half blind in this, sort of this eye, and not blind in this eye. Just saying. Yeah, I'm saying. But I do, I beaver away at my recovery. You know, what a good weekend for me, and I'm lucky I live in London, is to go to 4 or 5 meetings on the weekend. Fantastic. I just love it. I love what we do. I love the service. You know, from the person that came into these rooms, well, I came in 83. I messed about till 87. And then from 87, and a friend of mine, James Smythe, took me to my first meeting in 1983. And I never really got it. I couldn't hear it. I was still off my head and things like that. And then I went to a treatment center in 1987. And they had 5 meetings a day. They had 5 H&I meetings there in 87. It was fantastic. And the first thing that really got me, that really kind of, the 2 things. There was the step 8, you know, that, you know, we made a list of all persons we had harmed and make amends to them all, you know. And it was only because it was grandiose and ego, isn't it? They're going, everybody's, once I do that step 8, everybody's going to love me. You know, I'm just so wonderful. Everybody in South London's going, yes, he's clean, he's off the drugs, you know what I'm saying? So I thought that was a good step. And the other thing was when it said, you know, we are people with a disease of addiction who must abstain from all drugs, you know, pertaining to alcohol is a drug. We are people with the disease of addiction who must abstain from all drugs in order to recover. That really got me, you know. I thought, yeah, that's really... And it's the journey. What's the journey? And then I stayed for 7 years. I managed to stay clean for 7 years, and then... My mouth is getting dry, because I'm being honest. You know what I'm saying? My mouth is getting dry. Oh, it's a serious business, this. So, clean for 7 years. Relapsed after 7 years. On the back of a tumour. I had a tumour on my spinal cord. And they started again. They couldn't diagnose what it was. They couldn't find what the bloody thing was. And then they just gave me tablets, and I've gone, yes, okay. So for 4 years, I went out for another 4 years. And now I'm back now for 27 years. Rock and roll. Stop swearing. What was that? What was that? Who shouted? You could speak to me. What did you say? Yeah. Keep coming back. And that's what they say. It's good, isn't it? We're just so kind of such nice people. You know, what we've dug down to is we've dug down into the love. You know, this is a beautiful program. I celebrate this program on a daily basis. I have a partner that's in recovery, a loving partner. How lucky am I? You know, I've got kids. They're your kids. You know what kids are like. You know what I mean? Always asking for money. Always want money. Got any money, Dad? Yes, thank you. I do have money. But on a daily basis, I do wake up a recovering addict. I'm a recovering addict. I can't. There's no wiggle room now for me. You know, just on a daily basis, I do the business, whatever the business is I have to do. I did prison service, I don't know, for about 10 years. Used to go to Wandsworth Prison twice a week. Used to love it. I remember going in the prison, though. I was in the prison, yeah, typical me. I was in the prison. I had a big briefcase with me. And I went in the prison. And then I was sitting down. I thought, oh, I need to go to the toilet. And I put the briefcase down, right, and left the briefcase there. I went to the toilet. And then I'm in the toilet. And then all these alarms are going off. And, and all these people running up and down, you know what I mean? Because they thought I'd left a bomb in the prison. You know what I mean? I was doing service. I was doing my best. Just doing my best, you know. Even when I'm doing my best, you know, I can get it wrong. And it's okay. That's what I love about it. You know, people steal money from us. And we go, oh, don't worry about it. You know what I mean? You know, the area, somebody nicks money from the area, steals the money from the area. We don't call the police. Well, what's the fucking point? The police aren't going to do anything. What are they going to do? Arrest? I don't know what they're going to do. We go, all right, just keep coming back. Keep coming back. It doesn't matter. Where do you get? You don't get this anywhere in the world. This is a, you know, like I say, this is. What did I write? I do no. You can clap after the next bit. All right. But this kind of, you know, like, where did I write this? I kind of write this. I'm terrible at writing notes. Mike. Can't you hear me? But it is, you know, like out there in the real world, it's all about division, isn't it? It's all about competition. It's all about making money. It's all about having this and having. I've got a house full of shit. I came into the program with nothing, and I've just got a house full of shit. It's too expensive now to get rid of the shit. I've got so much shit. Be careful what you wish for. You know what I'm saying? So it's all like that out there. In here, easy peasy. The only requirement for membership is a desire not to use. But you can do that, can't we? At least have a desire. There's people here, I don't know. Look at all you lot. You haven't picked up today. Who's used today? Come on, be brave. Must be somebody in here, no? No. That's just. Have you got my good side? I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know what I was going to do, you know. Today, I was just asked to do it. I don't know. I don't know how I got there. Did I apply? No, I didn't apply. Did we? What did you say? Yes, you did. I did apply. Yes, I bribed. I bribed the committee. They're bribable. They'll take money if you want to do a chair up there. Bribe. £480. Nicole. Corruptible. She's corruptible. So you can see I am quite enjoying myself. What do I care? You know what I mean? I'm used today. I've got a lovely home. I've got a nice home. It's my sponsor over there. Don't fucking start. You know what I mean? Got a nice home, somewhere to live, food in the fridge, gratitude. Oof. That's how I celebrate recovery. I'm grateful. Truly am grateful. Why wouldn't I be? Why wouldn't I be grateful? Since I started this journey, you know, there's people there, you know, who I do want to shout. You know, it's Tolis from Greece, who's my first sponsor. Fantastic. I mean, what a wonderful man showed me the way. They kind of just kept people turning up. I was in the treatment centre and people would come and pick me up in their car and take me to a meeting. In 1987, there weren't many meetings. So how did we kind of celebrate recovery, the unity? How did we do it? We all just started meetings. Just went out and started meetings. It was just great. It was just good fun. It was enjoyable. It's just. I remember sitting in a meeting and I'm reading the traditions. I love the traditions. I think they are, you know, the ties that bind us together, you know. It's only through understanding and application that they work. You know, they are really important. We should have a world government of NA. Like, you know, the world should be run on these lines, you know. The people are nice to each other. Try and be honest. Try and be open. Be open-mindedness, you know. Do a bit of service. Do stuff. Consider other people. I suppose that's what this program's really given me. Yes, I've stopped using drugs, but that ability to consider others. You know, you matter. You know, I've got to give you my time. You've given me, oh, Need tissue. That's the problem. That's the fucking problem. How it manifests itself. This is love, you know, like the energy of love. Oh, I hate it when I get like this. Because I'm a geezer, like a bloke, a Viking. I can chew bacon with these teeth. But you can feel the love, can't you? You can feel the love. You can see the love. No, but were there any fights? We don't have security. Do we have security here? Do we? Who's the security? Outside. Yeah, outside. It's just no punch-ups, were there? No fights? Anybody fighting? Anybody get you in a fight last night? No. I didn't either. It's good, isn't it? Who went to the dance last night? All the ones who think they're young, yeah? They're still out there and they come in. You come in at 40, you know, I was like a child. I think I want to revert back to that state because I was a lovely child. I remember being a beautiful, beautiful little child. Used to gallop around in the fields. Like, I said, go. On my horse, which I didn't have. This child, you know. And then adults get in the way, don't they? Then shit gets in the way. You know. That... What's the word I'm looking for? I can't think. I'll think of it. I will think of it, though. That inherent wrongness of being. That's what I was brought up, that I'm wrong. That wrongness, that I had a wrongness about me. There was something wrong with me. You know, the inherent wrongness of who I am. I am not enough. Religion would tell me that. I was brought up a Catholic, so I'm a sinner. I was brought up as a sinner, so I was wrong. Societally, I didn't really fit in, so I was wrong. That inherent wrongness. So this, as well, the celebration is that unlearning. And this program, this 12-step program, I unlearned a lot of stuff. I unlearned, you know. You know, the thing about, you know, I put down the drugs and I started, you know, I can question things now. I've got a voice. I feel heard, you know. I feel part of. And that's what was kind of interesting for me, this whole process. And it's really been a gentle process. That's what I love about it. You know, people just come up and hug me, pleased to see me. Well, I never used to get that when I was using. No, it was a different... On one level as well, you know, I was brought up in the 60s, and that was banging. The 60s were banging, you know. I was a hippie, I had a perm, I had a little black suit, a bit of a babe, you know what I mean? Even I wanted to fuck me, you know what I'm saying? I look good. And it was a different time, the 60s. It was kind of, things were happening politically and stuff like that, and I kind of, but I just got into the drugs. The drugs were really easily available, and they were really quality drugs that I took. And on one level, I'm thinking to myself, you know, my life was a bit of an indulgence. I was brought up in a time where I could indulge myself. Two world wars when I was, you know, and then I was born. So the government were giving us lots of things, you know, stuff was happening. And I kind of lived in a, you know, I did live at a time when there was a lot of abundance, there was a lot of stuff happening. But I didn't kind of fit in, I didn't want it. I wanted what I wanted what we've got here. I wanted to be appreciated. I wanted to be loved. I didn't know how to love myself. I didn't know how to care about myself. My parents didn't know. They'd just come through horrendous times. And I indulged myself. I took drugs. Lovely. Love taking drugs. Not a problem. I'm hardwired to use. I don't, you know, taking drugs is quite simple for me. But the freedom this program has given me, like how just standing here and telling my story, yeah, I can be funny, you know, like, it, you know, I do like a laugh, you know, I must admit, I do joke a lot, I do laugh a lot. You know, when I came here the other day, I was so overwhelmed. I was so overwhelmed when I came in. On the first kind of five, within the first 20 minutes, I must have cried about six times, you know, internally, our kind of, this is fantastic, you know, and just how wonderful people are and how we're getting on, you know, through doing what we do here. And we, it says, you know, that, you know, what's it? That I'm allowed to work this program, and this is a big deal for me, to the best of my ability. I can, you work your program to the best of your ability. Your ability, your ability. Not my fucking ability, your ability. How freeing is that? It's just so, it's mind-boggling. It just boggles my mind, you know, I'm just so, I'm continually grateful. When I came back off of that last relapse, see you in a minute. Water. When I came back from my last relapse 27 years ago, you know, I got grateful. I've just been grateful. I haven't stopped being grateful. I just, it is an action, you know. I do service. I do what I do in NA. I go to meetings. I enjoy meetings. I question meetings, you know. Area can be a bit difficult. Region can be a bit difficult. People can be a bit complex, you know. But that kind of acceptance of that we're all doing our best just blows me away. Nicole's doing her best. My partner Mimi's doing her best. My lovely sponsor over there, Chris, is doing his best. That bloke, I don't know how he fucking... He just celebrates life on a daily basis. I see him doing it. And that's what was... It was very daunting. It's daunting. You come into this bloody fellowship... You know, and a recovering addict is a very formidable animal. You come in, you're new, and you kind of, because this addict, he knows how to use, don't you worry, me and you can go out and use quite easily, but this addict also knows how to recover, how to stay clean. You know, like, how fabulous. It's been, you know, like, blimey, like I say, it's been a good... I could have been a contender. I could have had 40 years clean by now, you know. I've only got 27, you know, and there's still that part of me, not enough. You're not enough, mate. You've only got 27 years clean. It's not enough. Mental. You know, we do wake up in the morning, we're still not enough on lots of levels. We make, oh, I've got to do this, got to do that, oh, no, blah, 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 blah. But we are enough. You know, my need, you get to 77, you realise you don't really need a lot. You know, what do you need? Where are you going? How rude. I'm just... Weak bladder. Prostate. I know these things because I suffer from these things. I went to the doctors because I had problems with my prostate, and the doctor said to me, he goes, Mr. Zapp, he said, can you maintain an erection? I said, of course I can. Just not my own. next time you see me, you're going to have to pay. You know what I'm saying? No. But how wonderful is it, though? we come out here, and it's okay. You know, they used to say, just be yourself. And you think, who the fuck am I? You know what I mean? You come in the room and you think, who the fuck am I? Who am I? What am I? You do a bit of step work, then you do a bit of step work. They say, get a sponsor, do 90 and 90. Follow a few simple suggestions. And the worst of us, like, you know, there's people in here I could grass up. I know were well dodgy before they came in here. Dodgy. And look, you know, they've got perfectly good life. They look like they're doing something important, don't they? Are they looking for something? Is there a bomb? Is there a bomb in here? Have they had a phone call? I can't take it too seriously because there's too much love in the room. What have I got to take? What have I got to be serious about? Oh, man. How terrible my life used to be. My life was never terrible. It had terrible moments in it, and it was hard, and it was difficult, and I didn't understand, and I had problems with my sexuality. I had problems with being me. I had the blah, blah, blah. And I treated it with drugs. And they were great. They did the business. They did the work, you know. But then they stopped working. And then I had to find a new way to live. And this is it, isn't it? This is it. How lovely. You're all so... all lovely. You're all more than lovely. You're lovely, lovely. Hey. There's Brendan over there from south from Kent. Very dodgy part of England, that is. Very dodgy, Kent. Works in the prisons, you know, with the addicts. Oh, man. I worked with people with mental health problems and drug problems for about 20 years, and I loved it. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. But then, because I was clean, it was easy for me. I kind of accepted them for who they are. And I had a real good friend of mine, Ed, and he was a psychiatric social worker, but he was just such a nice man. And he wasn't one of us. He was, actually. I don't know why I said that. He was one of us. But I remember him saying, all you have to do is talk to them. Just talk to these people. Just treat them as human beings. You know, like, let's treat each other. Somebody said it yesterday, treat you like, you know, compassion, respect. What's so difficult about that? You know, when you see it on the films, when you watch the movies and somebody's got a gun to someone else's head and they go, well, it's nothing personal, it's only business. I think, are they mad? What do you mean it's not personal, it's only business? What does that mean? Can anybody explain? Anybody explain? That's not what we're about. That's not what we do here. We help each other. You know, I've had so much support. My sponsor, well, it's great having sponsees because they work for nothing. You know what I mean? My sponsor is great. I said, I need to help. Can you help me fix my lock? He comes round, helps me fix my lock. You know what I mean? I play. How many? 10 minutes. Will he live? 10 minutes. He comes round. He can't wait to come round. I've got another sponsee, like, really kind, you know. It's just lovely. I've got another one that hardly gets in touch. Who's got one of those sponsors that hardly gets in touch? Just me, then, yeah? Must be somebody in there. That's it. Yeah. My sponsor there, ladies and gentlemen. So, he's not only my sponsor, he's a fucking grass. I see Jane there, I see Mimi there, my partner, you know. There's Willie there, you know. It's just, all I've got is just respect for people who come and do this. I've just gone around in circles just saying how great this program is, how much I love it, how I love going to meetings, how I love going to conventions, how I like doing service, you know. And most of the sort of differences I have in NA, You know, when I first started coming to meetings, you know, I'd look at your trainers and judge you by your trainers. I think, oh, look at our trainers, you know. Look. What a lot of nonsense. I still do it now, you know, on the odd occasion. I still get it wrong. But it's, you know, I've got 10 minutes. I don't think I need to prattle on, you know, like, what it's done for me, like, you know, ours is a kind of language of the heart, isn't it? It's a thing, it's within us, it's the spirit, our humanity. That's kind of what we're always delving into, you know. We're doing our yoga, I'm doing my kung fu shit, and, you know, and that's, you're just, I'm just standing up here, I am winging it. I am 27 years clean, and I'm not winging that part. You know, and that's what, you know, I've gone to meetings, you know, I've done 6,000 meetings in that time, you know. I've done a load of service, I've been in prison, I've taken an area, blah, blah. You know, it's great. For me, it's just really great, you know, just to be standing up here just telling you how lovely it is. If you're a newcomer, all you have to do is stick around and your life will get immeasurably better. You've got to put down the gear, though. You've got to put the drugs down. And that's the only ask. Do a bit of step work. Go to a few meetings. Put a couple of quid in the pot, you know. The other thing is, all I would suggest to newcomers, you know, pick up that bloody phone. You know, he's a fan. Pick up the phone. And I'd like to tell you all, I'm not the Antichrist. I don't believe in God. You know what I mean? I haven't got a clue what it fucking means. You know what I mean? I don't know what it means. This is powerful enough for me. You know, I have to phone, you know. Have you ever tried ringing God at 2 o'clock in the morning? It doesn't pick up. I haven't got a number. There's no number in the fucking book. You know what I mean? I know. He knows. We know. But you're enough. That's the thing. I'm enough. All you have to do is phone me. I'll be there. Don't phone me after 1 o'clock, though. You know what I'm saying? Don't phone me after 1 o'clock. But, you know, that's what I do. I phone people. Connect. It is that thing about connection. You know, we're all connected here today, and all I've done is bumble along, you know, told a few jokes. We've had a bit of a laugh, you know. You've listened to me. Next year it'll be somebody else's turn, you know. And we just keep this going. We keep this beautiful, beautiful program going. We all just weigh in. Like I say, another 60 years' time, 3/4 of us won't be here. So enjoy your lives. It's too serious to be serious. So I'll leave it there. I've been Andy Zappen. Thank you for listening to my old nonsense. Thank you.